You're listening to Retirement Living Your Way with Troy Theobald from RFS Advice, making work optional.
Just wanted to point out the information we provide today is of a general advice. If you do want some more information, please seek some professional advice.
And as the intro says, it's a very good morning to Troy Theobald from RFS Advice. Welcome to the microphone.
Morning, Colin, for a coolish Monday morning.
Well, lots going on in the financial markets out there. Lots of questions. Trump's raised his ugly head again, and everybody's talking.
It's all been going on, absolutely.
Let's dive into the market wrap.
All right. So if we look at over the last few months there, and with the major event really being the US bombing of Iran there, everything was expected to having, you know, falls and oil was going to spike. Instead, what actually happened? Well, the S&P 500 went up 3.5%, oil dropped 12%, and the volatility index dropped 21%. And that's about the exact opposite if we listen to those experts.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Absolutely. So on the 8th of April, the S&P 500 was off to one of its worst starts for the year in history, off 15%. Then the S&P 500 since then has gained 24% over the past 13 weeks. And again, we always say to people, beware of those timing of markets and trying to time those decisions there. We do also look at, it did actually raise all ships, meaning that US every asset class is in positive territory for 2025. And it is not very often you see that across the board. So after a rough start to the 2025, the S&P 500 tech sector there is up 43% off those April lows. So quite a fast recovery there, to the point it's the second fastest recovery in stocks like that in the last 75 years. So a very rapid bounce back. International stocks are up nearly 20% for the year versus 7.5% total return for the S&P 500. So international stocks outperforming the US this year. But when we look a bit further over the last 17 years, US stocks have gained 592% versus 140% for the broader international, or 93% in emerging markets. And that really points out how dominant the US stock market is. Obviously, headlines everywhere with negotiations still going on with Trump, threatening an August the 1st deadline for countries that haven't reached deal at that stage, and that's going to just continue over the next few weeks. But if we look at the US collected a whopping $22 billion in custom duties in May 2025, and that's four times higher than the same period 24 months ago. All of this will be online on our website, and you look at that graph, that's staggering. We look at individual companies there, and 20% of companies in the S&P 500 have actually got fewer employees today than a decade ago. And that's looking at McDonald's, General Motors, Procter & Gamble, Bank of America and Walmart. And a lot of those have actually been in that executives and manager level there. So we're seeing a real reduction in that sort of area. Looking at the numbers, S&P 500 from 12 months ago was up 12.46%. NASDAQ from a year ago was up 12.84%. Dow Jones was up 12.32%, and they are bumpy rides to get there. Looking at the Aussie market and the Australian Bureau of Statistics, where we get our information from for most of this, CPI is sitting at 2.4%, unemployment at 4.1% there. Unemployment at 4.1%, that's probably contributed to the RBA holding fire there on those rate cuts, because it's been quite steady at that. And the real number of employed people does continue to grow. So in certain sectors there's certainly still a bit of positive momentum out there. 12-month return for the S&P 500 was 8.9%, and All Ords was 8.57%. Looking at oil, I just filled up. Seems to be what suburb you fill up on the Gold Coast at the moment. There's about 30 or 40 cents difference, but the actual numbers were sitting at 66.86. 12 months ago, that was over 80. Auction clearance rates last weekend were 54% in Queensland, and Aussie dollars at 66 cents. Last month or so, it's averaged from that 65 down to 64.5, up to 66 there. Looking at the freight index there, so it's at 2,672, down 5% from a week ago, and we'll start including that in the weekly wrap, because 12 months ago that was over 5,000, and that's really going to hopefully reduce some of the cost of those imports there. And we also looked at trading volumes there, and we look at from out of Shanghai there, volumes are less than half from a year ago across all areas to New York, LA, and everywhere else. So it does show that definitely a massive decrease in volume of goods being shipped out of China.
And is that tariffs, is that cost of shipping, is that a great many things, as everything is in the world nowadays?
Yeah, and that's probably why the shipping cost is halved, just purely because of the volume.
Yes. Okay. And you need the ships to be toting something.
They only make money when they move, so, yeah.
Exactly right. All right. Well, we are moving into our topic of the day, and it is a great themed topic. Last month we talked about a toolkit or a retirement planning toolkit and started the first three topics, didn't we, Troy?
Yeah, and this came about because we wanted to look at a broad scenario there for what retirees should be looking into, and found a lot of product-related, a lot of self-managed super funds, a lot of super funds with their own information there, but not on what topics and things to consider. And, you know, I've got Stuart sitting in the studio here with us today as well. So that's one of our – welcome, Stuart.
Good morning.
And him and the team have helped with a lot of this research in the background there, just getting information on all of these different topics out there. And they're broad. We've got financial planning, health and well-being, housing and living arrangements, legal and administrative, social purpose, happiness and mindset, technology and safety – that's not my strong point, technology – home care and aged care, creating a legacy – charity work and travel and adventures. And what we wanted to do is just have it as an information e-book there. It'll be on our website, so people go to the website, www.rfsadvice.com. Put in your details there to ask for a copy of that, and we'll send that out to you there.
And it's interesting because you have done almost a woe-to-go or an all-encompassing look at retirement planning. Each industry obviously will look at their own specific area, but I think this is a well-rounded component of looking at each individual's component of retirement planning.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We're actually doing podcasting now, Colin, myself, yeah, and Greg, on each of these topics and just breaking them down in a bit more detail for those that want a little bit more detail of all of that. But it just shows the breadth of what a real conversation should be had out there for advice.
So those podcasts are available on, you can go to 4CRB's website and they'll take you through to the links, but anywhere where you get your podcasts, come out on the 27th of each month. So there you go. So the topics of the day, legal and administrative essentials.
Yeah, so this is, you know, where the rubber hits the road of do we have a will? And, you know, 50%, over 50s, they're one-third don't have a will. So they don't have a voice, you don't have an opinion, nobody knows what's going on. And, you know, people have less wishes, you've spent a lifetime accumulating assets there. You know, we do get people coming to the office, and it's all too hard. I've got to make an appointment. Yes, you do. You do need to go see someone. This is your whole worldly assets. And if people don't do that, it's what gets left behind and the problems. And everyone is well-intentioned, majority, probably not everyone.
Yes.
And they'll think, well, Mum would have wanted this, Dad would have wanted this, someone would have wanted that. And unfortunately, nobody knows if you don't write that down.
And it can lead to conflict in the family after you pass. And this is your last and final say of what your wishes are.
Absolutely out there. And that's a great way to look at it there. And someone said to me there, think of it as a gift to your loved ones of clearing up all the instructions and the legal documentation and saving them the stress and uncertainty.
Absolutely. And look, I've seen some very, very well-planned ones where people have told me, well, this is the song that's going to be played at my funeral and these are some of the words that I would like spoken at my funeral. Yep. You can go right down to the tin tax level, or you can just sit there and say, this is how my assets are to be dispersed, and do with me as you will.
Oh, absolutely, in that. So, look, it's just important there. I know that we have other great sponsors of 4CRB. If you've got a lawyer, go and see a lawyer. But they're just something that just needs to be addressed. Just because you have one doesn't mean you're suddenly going to use it. All those, you know, rumours and things out there, people have reasons not for doing it. There's no great reason not to do it.
And these are part of the retirement planning roadmap. It's one of those topics that you do just need to deal with, go over the top of, and make sure you have under control. And it removes stress.
And then the enduring power of attorney is probably equally as important there, because that allows people to make those financial decisions on your behalf. And it could be an enduring power of attorney, which meaning that it takes effect if you lose capacity, or you could be appointing someone now just to help you along the way as well.
That's right. So, again, it comes down to real-world scenarios for me. I often hear them here out of our volunteer group. We often hear it from other industries. And it is, You don't know when you're going to become unwell and who's going to help you out paying your bills or who's going to help you make some decisions with the way you are going to go. You might need to have to go into care. The doctor says you can't go home. And that's a decision that's just been taken out of your hands. If there's a plan, well, it's going to be something that you've considered, not something that someone's considering for you.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Stuart helped us with one with one of our clients. Unfortunately, you know, he was in his early 50s there and teenage daughter and everything. And, you know, having everything at least written down and addressed just takes so much stress off what's an already very emotional and stressful situation.
Yes. No, look, no, it can be a difficult time too to just address your mortality and figure out where you're going to be and who's going to help you through this. But having those discussions and walking through this little difficult period means it's behind you.
Absolutely. A couple of little key steps, you know, drafting your will, it's making the appointment, going in, list of assets, what would you like to have happen? You know, it doesn't need to be a massively complex scenario there. And I think that fear of costing and things can put people off. If you go and get a quote and it seems exorbitant or over the top, go get another quote because it shouldn't be a ridiculously expensive exercise, no.
Okay. Setting up power of attorney.
Yeah, the power of attorney, and we did chuckle at this one. What would be a good thing for a power of attorney? Do you think we should let them know, Stuart, to be the power of attorney?
Probably important to have that conversation and just give them a rough idea of what you would like going forward.
Yeah, and the amount of time that doesn't happen is quite staggering. Oh, no, with the daughter's appointed, the son's appointed. Okay. Have we spoken to them about it? Oh, no. Have we spoken to the others about it? Because that could be a situation there. So we're Australians. We try not to talk about money and all those important topics. But it's something, yeah, that should be you know, considered out there.
Oh, look, it's funny how communication sometimes wanes or it can be a very close, tight-knit family, and it's just prompting those decisions and discussions, isn't it?
And it's, you know, even the will, like we've seen situations. Yeah, I've got a will there. Where is it? Oh, it's in the dresser drawer. Okay. Does anyone know where it is? No, we don't tell anyone. Don't write that down. I'm like, okay.
What's the big secret?
What's the chances if the dresser drawer gets, you know, sent to the second-hand furniture store and nobody checks? Like these sort of things, kind of. That's why we have professional lawyers and have them registered and all those things so we don't have a problem. Because if we can't find it and nobody knows where it is, we go back to the situation of probably not having one.
That's right. That's exactly right. Organise important documents.
Yeah, so this is a key of knowing where anything is, and a lot of our work involves, because we've got the RFS aged care side of the business, mum or dad of a fall, someone comes in, we're dealing with the kids, and the kids are probably dealing with their own retirements. We look at the age gap, and nobody knows where anything is. We don't know where the bank accounts are, who the bank is, where it is, where the money goes. So there needs to be a centralised, whether it's a physical folder or digital, doesn't really matter at the end of the day. As long as we've got copies, we know where it is, and what's going on there. And the second part of that is that digital legacy, and that's becoming more and more an issue now. So things like Facebook and other scenarios there now allow you to have a digital account there, and you can nominate a legacy contact for your social media platforms. Unfortunately, out there, you know, there is lots of
scams,
unscrupulous people trolling through these scenarios, hacking people's you know, accounts and then using them for horrible purposes, and you know, you just don't want to be caught up with that. You know, we've had poor people, you know, having to deal with, you know, their husband or wife have passed and someone's, you know, sending emails out of these accounts and stuff. It's just disgraceful, but it does happen, and that's why having these things in place before, hopefully you don't want to fall victim to those.
Absolutely. And look, there's some great tools about out there, and it's just grabbing a little bit of more information and some advice. One of the most valuable ones I've seen recently is both Apple and Android. They're the products that run your telephone or your mobile phone have a QR code that you can leave in your will. It means that your family members can get access to your phone, your contacts, all of your emails, all of those bits and pieces once you pass. And I thought that was just a magnificent little initiative.
No, and that's perfect. And that's the thing, it's a bit like everything, having that planning. We can't predict it, but we can plan for it.
Absolutely.
So look, top tips out there. Look, don't delay. It's, you know, it's something that, you know, getting a will is not a hugely complex scenario out there. It's just actually making the time, making that commitment and going to do it. communicating those wishes, making sure if we are going to appoint someone as power of attorney in those, A, they're happy to do it, B, they know that, and C, they know your wishes.
Yes.
Because there's no point appointing someone and then having that scenario that, you know, you've actually appointed someone who had a totally different opinion.
That's right.
That would not be a great outcome. Keeping those documents updated, we have, you know, lots of people come in and, you know, I've left this to grandchild number one and this to grandchild number two. When did you last update that? Oh, 4 years ago. Has there been any grandkids since then? Oh, yeah, there's four more. They're probably not that excited. They're not included in the will then. And that can create issues in their families and siblings, and that's why they do need to be updated and just kept up to date. You don't need to be crazily updating these things all the time, but if situations have changed, then it is something that, you know, does need consideration there. And that's all part of the conversations we have with our clients there, just making sure, you know, has anything changed, happy with your will, happy with what's in there. You know, when they say no idea, can't remember what's there, probably a good sign it needs a review.
That's right.
When we're getting told, no, that's, there's no extra grandkids, no changes, happy with everything, wonderful, that's probably a good will.
Look, it's I heard a great little analogy that the new year rolls around and it is a happy new year review of absolutely everything you're planning for you going forward. And whether that is young or old, I thought that was a great little initiative.
That's right. Little tick box across the board. Look, then we move into the next topic here around that social and life purpose. And look, for retirees, it's having, you know, days, not weekends. So we've got to have something to do. We've got to have a purpose. You know, we know when retirees are fitted into retirement well, it's when they're telling us they're too busy and they can't even think how they ever fitted work in.
That's right.
We know that's a great retirement.
That is a great retirement. You're busy, you're engaged, you're doing things that you love and enjoy.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The hard part, lots of people do struggle with that. And there was a recent survey in New South Wales found 3 in 5 adults there reported feeling lonely. And half felt socially isolated. And I do think a bit of that's post-COVID. People used to go to other people's houses that have dinner parties, all those sorts of things. That seems to have dropped off.
Yes. And it's amazing how anxiety has picked up in, oh, dear, I don't know whether I'm going to be comfortable in that environment.
Yeah.
And COVID has had a great effect. We can see it with text messages and emails and so forth. Yeah. And you're holding hands.
And it's so easy to go, hi, whatever, but that's not an interaction, text or an email there. And, you know, we're talking off air there about some of these, you know, scenarios we came up there. And, you know, in your working life, I have a diary, it's chockers and crazy and I don't even control it. I'm just get told where the lovely people in my office tell me I should be.
You get pushed around the chessboard.
Absolutely. But in your personal life, you need to almost make that a priority as well. I'm going to now catch up socially. On a Thursday, I'm going to have coffee with someone. Don't know who it is. It's going to be someone. Let's put some parameters, some time frame and specifics, then get to the detail last. Instead of,
now where am I going?
I used to have coffee with Mary and she can't make it.
Yes.
So I haven't left the house for 4 weeks. Okay. Well, we've got to find the new Mary, the new someone, something to replace that with.
Yeah, and there's some wonderful associations. There's view clubs, Probus clubs. There's walking clubs that I've just met down at Stocklands, and they just walk around the entire shopping centre, do 2 laps, and then go and sit in the coffee club and have a chat.
And Colin thinks that's funny because he watches my wife and I, if it's raining, doing laps at Pacific Fair to get some extra steps up for the day. So nice little cheap jab there, Colin. Well done. And there is things like volunteering, like 4CRB. You know, you have a great amount of volunteers in here. You know, we have clients volunteering all over the place with different things. It's really giving them that purpose. And there's websites like Go Volunteering or Volunteering Australia out there. All these resources we've got listed in the back of the ebook there. The other one is just having those hobbies and passions out there. So what hobbies or what things did we sort of like that we never had time to get to that maybe we could try? And you don't have to be good at them.
No, that's right. You can go and just try or have a bit of fun. I noticed the men's shed is one of the places that I've been to, and it's about engaging in metalwork and woodwork, and they donate whatever it is that they're making, or some elements of the community will say that we need a jungle gym for a school, and they go ahead and create them. So they've got little projects, but it's social interaction, using your hands and having a focus.
And it is. And even that part-time work, and people think, well, you know, I'll pick on an engineer because, you know, not sure there's one around here. And they think I've got this high-flying scenario, but in retirement or that time, it might be at a coffee shop. Why? I just like meeting people. I want to be a barista. I've always wanted to make good froth and a coffee. I haven't got there yet, but I'm sure that somewhere in my distant future would be a task to go and learn how to do. So there's things like that to put on there to get out and about and try.
Yeah, and look, I remember you telling me about an area, I think it might have been at the Q Centre, where it says, sit here if you want to have a chat.
Absolutely.
And that was you just talking to people that you've never met. I thought that was a great little initiative.
I thought that was a great initiative, and yeah, good on them for having that.
Yes.
There.
Did you sit down and have a chat?
There was someone sitting there, and I was chatting away, and then I realised there was a sign, because I might be a bit of a have a chat, which is surprised to hear, Colin, I know. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we're moving into the last 5 minutes of the program. Where would you like to point now?
Well, I think we did, we're only going to get through two topics an episode, which I did have three, but I know we normally get into a conversation. But the point being, these are the types of conversations out there that, that we have at RFS with our clients all the time. I know, Stuart and the rest of my team there, we're having these conversations because we know these things are important. It's not just about the money. It's people don't want to come in and go, hey, look, what are my super return? Great, that's not going to keep you happy. That's not getting out of bed. We've got clients that don't have a lot of money and are really happy. We've got clients with lots of money who are unhappy.
Mm.
We'd like everyone to be happy with that purpose. We can't control the more or less money part so much. But from that perspective, hopefully we can help them get out there and just enjoying life to the full a bit more, because it's, it has been a hard period, people coming through that COVID, and those social interactions can get broken, and it's really hard to really reconnect with some of those.
If we take a helicopter view, we're really talking about, in this entire toolkit, and these two topics today are great examples of positivity and negativity, because it's very easy to get, your world shrinks as you start to move towards retirement or retire, and it's making sure that your world is quite still expansive, and that is finding places to engage, finding people to communicate with, enjoying conversations and social interactions, putting away worries and concerns, and that's about ensuring that your will's under control and you've got that done and that's sorted. Yeah. And these are the discussions we're having.
Yeah, and all of these other little scenarios there, it's getting rid of all that noise in the background that you're juggling to, I've sorted that. And it can go away. I don't have to have that just ticking away of I know I need it, it's important, but I haven't got there.
And it's funny how relatively small problems in real life when you're still working are just dealt with, but they can be monumental problems later on in life when you're just trying to figure out how am I going to solve this and keep everybody happy.
Well, in your working life, you have to solve them, and that forces you to, because someone wants an answer.
That's right.
Whereas in the home life or in your personal life or in your retirement, you don't have that deadline.
Yes.
I'm going to travel somewhere. Well, at work, you needed to put in the form and the leave and to do it. And I put in the form, so I better book the holiday, I better book the accommodation, and now I've got a trip and something to plan for.
That's right.
As opposed to,
we'll get there eventually. Yes, that's right. And it's funny how one thing leads to another.
Absolutely. So, and that's where it does all fit together.
Yes.
For that complete retirement. And that's really, from our perspective, that's what we're trying to help people with that. To that point, we're going to have even a public seminar which on the ebook and everything there, and give people copies of that, because there's, no cost, no obligation there. It's just, that's the community give back from our perspective there onto these topics. People can take them home, work through them with themselves. It's got all the resources, everything linked there to go and be the DIY. For our clients, they're probably coming in and we're probably working through some of these scenarios with them there. Some will want to work through some of the topics with us, some not.
Yes.
I've sat there with clients with the wills, and, we don't draft the wills, we don't do that, but I can be a sounding board in the middle of, okay, well, this could go to here, this could go to there, this marriage could have this issue, these kids have got a problem. Well, the third umpire, the third opinion that can go, well, have you considered this and this, and where's the compromise?
And it is wonderful that when that advice comes from someone who isn't connected to the family or isn't emotionally connected, how that advice can resonate. It's a different point of view is probably the best way to put it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're walking through in these sort of conversations on a monthly basis, is a different point of view.
And that's it. And it's not a right or wrong or a black and white. They're just options, suggestions, and things, have they considered out there?
Absolutely. All right. Well, we've got a couple of minutes. Summary, Troy.
Look, from that side of things today, I found this great little app called Smiling Minds app out there. So for people, if you've got worries and you've got concerns out there, it's, you know, could be something a lot of the generation of the over 50s, over 60s go, oh, I'm not into that sort of stuff. But anyway, something to try, something new, little toy.
Oh, look, it's funny how the things we used to do to get business, gain business, work through life has changed dramatically. And this app is, explain it to me quickly.
I mean, it's around the meditation, that side of things, but there's lots of different exercises to work through there, and it's just hopefully it can give people a little bit of clarity. If they sit there and all these worries, it's all too hard, and I've got to do all these things, calm the mind, calm the thinking, write some lists, then go out, tick them off, move on, and then hopefully then people can move forward and get onto the more, you know, the happiness and things they want to go and do. And but we've got to get rid of those, that baggage and some of those things that are sitting there on the gunner, we need to deal with them.
And they move you into a happier place. Perfect solution.
Absolutely. And look, it's adopting some of these online solutions and technology out there, and it can be a great method to connect people.
Yes.
You know, FaceTime and those.
Grandchildren can show you how to use this app, and it's a connection.
Or people can go the other way, and it can be the worst scenario because they send a text and think that's an interaction.
Well, looks, that's what's the latest generation? That's all they do is send text messages, TikToks and so forth. And I look at them and go, but they're not talking.
Yeah, I could just pick up the phone and ring them.
That's right. Well, that's me. My social media is, why aren't you phoning me?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Troy Theobald from RFS Advice. Absolutely fantastic information this morning. The retirement toolkit is available on the RFS Advice website. All you need to do is go there, click on the link, fill out a few little details, and it'll be sent to you to enjoy in the privacy of your own home and share with your friends. The show is on the second Monday of every month. There'll be a podcast on the website ready for you to download if you'd like to review it later or recommend it to some friends, as well as a larger, more comprehensive podcast that comes out on the 27th of every month.
Thank you, Colin, and we'll go through a few more topics next month.
Fantastic. We'll talk to you then.
You've been listening to Retirement Living Your Way with Troy Theobald from RFS Advice. Their experienced team are sitting by the phone right now to answer your questions. Phone 55 75 7689 now.